The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse has asked the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy to discard the draft Integrated Resources Plan and to rewrite it. The Integrated Resources Plan, also known as the IRP, is the country's detailed long-term electricity plan. The department spent 2 years updating it, but gave the public only 2 months to comment on a very technical document, and also failed to run public hearings where the public could engage on this plan. However, the bigger problem is that this draft IRP is inadequate. The plan is badly drafted and contains significant errors and omissions, which the department has acknowledged. This means that the public has been asked to comment on a plan which everyone knows has to be rewritten. We wonder if government is hoping to push this document through before the elections. Now, ATA has made submissions to the department on the IRP, which calls on the department to rewrite this plan, reissue it, and to hold a more meaningful public consultation process. ATA submission includes a list of problems we have identified with the plan. These include the use of outdated technology costs, the inclusion of the co-op power ships, although these are now out of the picture, and the inadequate inclusion of renewable energy. The plan also fails to assess the state of Eskom's power plants and the government's plan to delay decommissioning of coal-fired power stations. The IRP 2023 is not worth the paper it is written on and must be redone.